music. As I said, I'll be featuring some of the Bumbershoot artists that are coming to Seattle on the Labor Day weekend. Coming up next here on CITR 101.9 FM is, of course, Sexy in Van City. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your summer. It's going to be a beauty week out there. Have fun at the PNE. Don't eat too much cotton candy. Don't get sick on the rides. Have fun, folks.
T-shirts. Well-mannered cardigans. Pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audio Pile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
Sexy in Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
I know you're really proud because you think you will, huh? But I think it's time to learn how to use your tongue. You want things to be even and you want things to be fair. But you're afraid to get your teeth cut in my pubic hair. If you're lying there expecting me to suck your dick, you're gonna have to give me more than just a token lick. But you may not love it, but you better learn how. Cause it's your turn now. You can lower your grips. They're giving me that simple kind of lingus kiss. It's on your face that I'm gonna sit. You can wiggle, you can jiggle your tongue to my clit. Don't worry about making me have an orgasm. Just take your time and do it with enthusiasm. I can tell it's making you scared just thinking of it. But you better learn to love it. Now you suck, suck it hard, go down, baby. You suck, lick it hard, and move your tongue around. Now you suck, suck it hard, go down, baby. You suck, lick it hard, and move your tongue around. When you hear safe sex, stick it under your breath. We gotta take cover, we're flirting with death. Aces are wrong, we've gotta talk. Break out your dental dam and your latex sock. I'm your latex, I'm a rap like a gift. Got my microwave, pantograph, heating up my clit.
dinner song. Get busy with my booty.
Got a couple of flavors, sweet licorice and fruity.
I know you said luscious pussy with a cover. I'm aching too, we can't taste each other.
There's no slacking on with an unprotected stroke.
This ain't no joke. Sisters! Sisters, you've got the power. Use it!
You brought a condom, right?
Huh?
I'm unprotected.
Hey, ain't you on a pill?
Oh, that was great and everything, but, you know, I think it's your turn to go down on me.
Oh, I'm tired.
What do you mean tired?
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Oh,
come on,
no,
baby.
That's
come
awful.
On, baby.
Oh, oh, that tastes
you
terrible.
You asshole, you shit. I know you think it's real drag.
To suck my cup when I'm on the rag.
Quit making up stories and give me a break. Cause I really don't believe that you got a headache.
You tell me it's gross to suck my yeast infection.
How do you think I feel when I gag in your erection? Ugh. You're wasting your time with lame excuses and lies.
Get your face between my thighs. Now you suck. Suck it hard. Go down, baby.
Wow, I figured that would be a really good way to start off Sexy in Van City tonight, since we are going to be talking all about going down, baby. So that was Consolidated, the Yeasty Girls, which is kind of interesting because I finished off the show with that last week and I had a couple callers really into that. So I figured, well, let's put it on and start it off with a little bit of sucking and same interesting things. So anyway, welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. So as I was saying, we are going to be talking about going down tonight. So going down is a big deal sometimes. Some people are really into it, some people are not. But it all starts with communication. And I'm going to start with talking about all that stuff. Getting to know what you like and is really important. Also, what your partner likes. So it starts off with that. Are they comfortable with things? How much pressure, etc.? So how do you find all that out? Well, the best way to start off is my classic Tanya Diamond exercise, which I always recommend. Sit cross-legged, across from each other. Match your breathing. Nice deep inhale. And exhale. And focusing, gently eye gazing. And gently have one person gently turn their wrist up and offer it to you. And as you're breathing in sequence, very gently in simultaneously, out simultaneously, nice and gentle. Start gently drawing tiny little circles or long strokes along their forearm, as gentle or as rough as you like it. So they have an idea of how you kind of like it. So it can make foreplay really super erotic even before you get to anything. If you've had some negative experiences or you really like something, you might want to tell someone, I really like this. I really like when this is done to me like this, and just really gently stroking. So you're educating them at the same time. So it keeps things going. Don't be afraid to say what you want. And whatever you do when you're phrasing things like that in terms of criticism, as Val was talking earlier at the end of Folk Oasis, she was saying constructive criticism. Well, that works in terms of sexuality as well. You want to make sure if you're not happy with something someone's doing, that you do it constructively. It's not like, oh, my ex-girlfriend did it better. Or, well, you know, I don't really like it when you do that, but my ex did it like so way better, because then it makes your partner not really want to try. And who wants to be compared to an ex? So you want to make sure that you're going to have some fun with this. Be really serious. The other thing you want to talk about is STIs, sexually transmitted infections. And sometimes people believe that you can't get STIs from oral sex. And yes, you can. Gonorrhea, herpes, etc. There's all sorts of different STIs that you can contract. So you want to be really, really careful if possible. You want to use dental dams. You also want to use condoms whenever you can. I know a lot of us don't, but it is really, really, really important. A woman who's receiving cunnilingus is more at risk of getting herpes or gonorrhea from her partner than HIV, but there is a possibility of HIV infection. So that is greater for the partner who's performing the oral sex, especially if it is during the menstrual flow, because menstrual blood can carry the HIV virus. So you want to be really, really, really careful with that. There was some research actually presented at the the February of 2000 that concluded 8 out of 122 cases in HIV transmission studies were possibly due to performing oral sex on a man. And of these 8 infected people, some reported having recent dental work or having cuts in their mouths, suggesting that HIV transmission by oral sex is associated with cuts, lesions, or irritations of the tissue of the mouth. So you want to be really careful. So dental dams are not a bad thing to do. So it's, again, focusing on communication and making decisions based on understanding about the risks involved and respect for each other's comfort levels. So being really, really, really gentle. So, and practicing safe sex. It's really, really important. So with that, and as I was mentioning earlier, there are other STIs that can be transmitted through oral sex. In addition to HIV, other STIs can be obviously herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, genital warts, HPV, different types of parasites sometimes, hepatitis A, and it's one of those things that you just want to just be careful. So with that, just being really honest, go see your doctor beforehand if you can, or just play it safe. It doesn't hurt to play it safe. It's very important to do that. So we're going to take a really quick, short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple gag reflex remedies. So you're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM, CITR. We will be right back.
What do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Sexy in Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. And we are back. And gag reflexes, since we are talking about going down, baby. With that, gag reflexes, sometimes going down or going up, however you're going at it. One of those things with that is you want to learn how to relax those throat muscles. And it was interesting because on holisticwisdom.com, I found something quite interesting, which I'd be curious to have Ms. Julia Saunders-Scullin, if she's listening to the show, who was my co-host when we did Juicebox Radio together, and she's amazing. But I found it fascinating that one of their recommendations on Holistic Wisdom, not my own personal, but on this website it is, to use chloraseptic throat spray or children's teething gel to numb the back of the throat. So apparently that makes it easier for deep throat and swallowing. And they also recommend, of course, that psychologically letting go of that fear of gagging is really the best approach. And just thinking about how they use an example of how sword swallowers get that blade down their throat. And it's definitely not by tensing their throat muscles. So if you are going to use something by numbing your throat and you don't put a condom, and you're not putting a condom on him, just be really, really, really careful again with the whole, just being really, really gentle. It's important.
important. So just play safe sex and all that lovely stuff. It was interesting as well, because sometimes the gagging is just because of that force that hits the back of the throat. So you want to be really gentle. So sometimes just learning how to breathe and relax your throat muscles. I find in general, if you are able to exhale, is one of the tips that many sex experts recommend. Just relax by exhaling. So those throat muscles just relax. Nice deep inhale, everybody. And exhale. Just relax those throat muscles. That's good. I can imagine all of you out there doing that. There's actually a really interesting website that listed all the different tips for it. They had about 100 of them. Most of them were pretty much the same. And most of them had to do with taste, which I thought was very fascinating. Which one of them was, if you hate the taste of cum, tell your boyfriend or husband to eat pineapples for about 2 days before and it'll taste sweeter. And interestingly, when we went to do the workshop at the Art of Loving, which they do have a How to Grieve Great Head workshop, the woman who was teaching the workshop actually did recommend in terms of having pineapple and said that citrus is a huge benefit. And this sharp sensation it leaves in the throat is not always the best thing. So sometimes what helps is just really, really gently let it ooze out of your mouth while you're sucking. So then that way you don't have a tight grip on it. The other thing, of course, is you could basically push your tongue right behind your front teeth and push your tongue out. So when he's ejaculating, you just kind of pull it away from your mouth if you are practicing and you're not using a condom, because obviously if you're using a condom, it's going to catch everything, as long as it doesn't break. But in regards to that, you just want to make sure if it is hitting, that way your tongue is blocking a lot of it. And then you can very discreetly, if you choose to spit, you can just discreetly have a towel beside the bed, a cum towel or whatever, and just let it go. So that is really, really, really important. And in terms of if you are going to be the one giving great head, because you can have a lot of fun with giving great head, you got to remember that a blowjob is just not up and down motions or deep throating. It can have a lot of different facets to it. Things like licking, kissing, using your hands and rubbing, and just really playing with it, all the breathing. And don't forget about all the visual stimulation as well. You might want to look up. Using your eyes, holding their gaze once in a while is really fun. Using your breath, using different textures, and really, really, really playing. You can be prepared with some sexy stuff. It doesn't have to be really expensive things. You can, if you get a chance, go somewhere like the Art of Loving beforehand or Honey on Canby Street and pick up some goodies, things like edible oils, edible lube, things like that. Perhaps a vibrator, a dildo, a butt plug, all these things. So you can play and just have a few different things. Other things you might want to pick up are things like, just again, in terms of texture. So go back to the Tanya Diamond thing, in terms of seeing how much pressure. So you can add things such as perhaps a cat of nines if they're into a little bit of pain. Again, being really, really, really gentle if possible. You could go to Dresso and perhaps pick up some silk scarves or even use this tie. It'd be a really interesting way to unwrap a tie if that's what you chose to get him for Christmas. So you can have a lot of fun with that. You can be play student if you want. Perhaps, you know, put a little bit of role playing in that. That could be really fun. You could study up, show up with a little short skirt, a button-down shirt and a tie, and maybe some knee socks and stockings, and pull out all those books. Perhaps you could pull out something really good, Nina Hartley's Guide to Better Fellatio. It's a DVD, and it's actually really good. At the Art of Loving, when we did the workshop, they actually recommended and actually played bits and pieces of it, so we did actually get to see it. And a couple of my girlfriends actually rented some of Nina Hartley's work after that, and there's some really good stuff in there. That have a lot of things. The other thing that's really important with that is with the sexy stuff, you can play with things like food. Just be really careful with everything. So if you're using, say, Nutella, which only has 60 calories per teaspoon, which could be really yummy as long as you don't have any nut allergies. And yes, please, if you're using food, and even if you're using flavored lube, check with your partner and see if they have any allergies beforehand. And guys, this goes for you if you're going downstairs too. making sure that you take that time, being really, really gentle with all that. Make sure you feel really good about it. So don't give somebody oral sex just because they expect it, because it's not any fun, and they're going to be able to sense that you're not into it. If you're not sure how to give oral sex, because whether or not, say, maybe you've never had sex with the same sex partner and it's your first time, so you're not really sure how to go about it, just be really honest about it. Sometimes you can role play with that and just let your partner know where it's like, I'm not really comfortable with this. Or say you want to try something new, or it's a new partner and you're a little bit nervous. So again, going back to the Tanya Diamond exercise of gently stroking your tiny little circles on the arm, starting with that. So again, you know, pressure, keeping communication going. And if you are the recipient of either getting going down on or going up, depending on what position you're in, make sure that You're not afraid to give feedback and just tell someone when you really like it, that tickles, or I'm not really, you know, I really like this, and oh, you know, don't bite, you know, or please bite, I'm really into the True Blood thing. Whatever it is, just really be honest about all that stuff. Make sure you get comfortable, because if you are giving head, you want to make sure you are not going to end up in the hospital with like a sore neck, unless of course whoever it is a chiropractor that you really want to meet and you're not really planning to give head on a regular basis to your current partner and plan to pick up your chiropractor. So maybe, maybe not. But with that, you want to make sure that you take care of yourself, make sure you're in a good position. Because especially if your partner is getting really into it, and you want to keep the rhythm very similar, so you want to make sure that you're very, very comfortable with that. So whether or not it's you're kneeling in front of your partner, whether or not they're, you know, basically sitting on your face, whether or not you're seated in between their legs, depending where you are, or whether or not you're lying across the desk with your head hanging over the edge, which they might want to gently hold your head. Again, making sure if you are giving head as well, that you do set some parameters if you don't like having it like thrusted down your throat, which many of us don't. Just be really, really specific about it. If you have to stop, it's okay. If you're in a car or anything like that, again, being careful with the seatbelt buckle, just making sure that doesn't dig into your knees, and making sure the gear shift doesn't jab into your rib cage. So being really, really, really gentle with those things, because that would be a really interesting injury, because say you end up getting a hairline fracture in your rib or something like that, and it's because of the fact you're giving head in the car. It could be a little bit uncomfortable and a little bit awkward, perhaps, with your doctor just saying all that stuff. So really making sure that you are comfortable, because that is very, very, very important. So as well as that, really experimenting, especially if it's the first time, and even if it's not your first time, just really not being afraid to take time. Make a decision beforehand whether or not when you're giving oral sex, especially giving head, if you want them to ejaculate or not. Because if you want to get laid afterwards, sometimes you might just want it as foreplay. And it depends on your partner, how fast their recovery time is. So again, making that decision right from the get-go, is this foreplay or do I want to take it to the next level? So really knowing that beforehand, because it's all about intention. It's same thing if you're giving them a massage for foreplay. You got to really, 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 really work it. So those are things that are really, really key. Other things, if you're going to put a condom on, make sure you put it on. If you don't like the taste of latex, just being careful. Or if you're allergic, because some people are allergic, making sure you find out about that prior to that. A nice way is to actually use your mouth to put the condom on. And there are a lot of classes that do teach that in the city. But what you can do is just make sure you put a lot of pressure in your lips and exhale. And you can just push with your mouth. And you can actually do it quite easily. It's very simple, actually. If you want, you can actually practice on a banana, or if you have a vibrator or a dildo and you'd like to practice with that, that's a really good way to play. don't be afraid to just play, like things like kissing, using flavored condoms, putting a little bit of lube inside the condom so that way your partner isn't it's not just desensitized completely. You wanna play, and you can put things if you want, like if you're brushing your teeth beforehand. There's a little bit of tingliness to it, so it can be kind of fun. If you are dealing where they're completely soft at the bottom, you can start with doing things like perhaps kissing your way down their body, running your tongue up, running your tongue down, just playing with your breath. Just be careful so you don't hurt your jaw. So being gentle, and again, with all the things we're talking about before, like the butt plugs, the vibrators, the gels, just different things to play. And with that, you can gently slide your lips over your teeth for just to make sure it's smooth, making sure you're using a lot of lube or a lot of spit, either way. Just and again, checking with your partner and seeing what they really, really like. And you don't have to keep stopping and starting like, oh, do you really like this? You know, they should be able to tell you, but, you know, every once in a while, just check in with them and see if it's good. And if you do have a book in front of you in terms of an article about maybe a different technique you want to try, play up the schoolgirl thing where it's like, yes, mister, I really want you to do this. Okay. All that stuff, and really have fun. And don't be afraid to use your hands. There's so many different ways with that. So not forgetting about the balls, really gentle, very, very gentle, using your hands, gently stroking, playing with short strokes, long strokes, and you'll kind of gauge, just really being aware of your partner in terms of watching the breathing and being really super gentle with that. And when you are deep throating, making sure, again, exhaling as much as you can so you don't engage that gag reflex. And if you are playing with things, cock rings can be really, really fun. A pocket rocket can be really, really lovely too, which for that's this really tiny vibrator that looks like a little bullet. And with that, you can gently play with that actually directly under their balls. And sometimes if you're using imagination where you can tell your partner to imagine having another girl there, so imagining a threesome, which is one of the top fantasies for men and for a lot of women as well, just telling them, just imagine this, so you can play and stroke and drive them a little bit crazy. And by the way, that works really well when you're having sex in doggy style too. And you can play with sensation too. Things like maybe having an ice cube or breath mint. Frozen strawberries are good. I wouldn't recommend blueberries because they're a little too small and you don't want to choke unless your partner has first aid, because that would be really, 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 really brutal. Don't be afraid to use your breath. Again, using things like really just playing, having a little bit of, as the guys call it, playing at a hummer, just a lot of and ah, and not being afraid to touch the rest of the body. One of my ex-boyfriends used to always say the nipples are basically the doorbell to the clitoris, and I think that kind of works both ways in terms of with a guy too. Sometimes some guys are really sensitive, some guys aren't. But again, just letting your hands wander along their ankles, along the backs of their calves, you know, gently tracing your nails a little bit harder or softer, depending where the guy's at. Really, 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 really gentle with that. You know, checking in once in a while, as I was mentioning, really, really looking up. And just knowing that it's pretty hot, so try not to get self-conscious. Don't worry about how you look, because you're beautiful and you're gorgeous. And they love this, so just really, really playing with it, because it's important. So really, 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 really breathing. And as we said right from the top, you got to decide whether or not you're going to finish the job or not, spit or swallow. And interestingly, someone who, if your partner has a lot of red meat and caffeine, alcohol, or cigarettes, the taste may be a little bit more intense than that of a non-smoking vegetarian. And the most you might ejaculate, it's probably about a teaspoon or so. And you've got several choices if you're not really into it. And you, again, as we were mentioning earlier, you can take it in your mouth and just kind of block the back of your throat either with your tongue. Or and just really discreetly spit it into a towel and just make sure you've got some gum nearby. Other thing you can do is you can be upfront with your partner beforehand and let them know you're not really into them coming in your mouth. So just letting them know, and especially if you're using your hand as well as your mouth, you can actually let them eventually come in your hand if you're actually going to finish them off. Other things you can do is tell them, I really want you to come all over my stomach or whatever part of your anatomy. And being really careful if you're not on the pill, and again, safe sex again, just if they're coming in, sperm do swim. So just being really, 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 really careful, because if you're going to get pregnant, you might as well enjoy getting pregnant. And not that fellatio is not enjoyable, but it'd be a lot more fun having sex. So with that, it's really, really important. And we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about how to go down on women's cunnilingus, all that stuff. So you're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
Show it to me. Get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimovic.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
Learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
And we are back. We're listening to a little bit of Lords of Acid, Show Me Your Pussy, which I thought was very appropriate since the show is all about going down. And if you're just joining us tonight, you're listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR, the best, the greatest station around. And I hope you are enjoying everything, and hopefully you will listen to everything that I talk about tonight, and you will actually practice it. Practice makes perfect in terms of everything. So don't be afraid. So ladies, the first chunk was for you after talking about all the STIs and everything and safe sex for everybody. And boys, I hope you're listening to all the stuff beforehand. And guys, listen up. I know we started off the show with talking about the fact that women do like it when you go down. We like when you're able to give us a hand once in a while. So sometimes fingers can be really fun. Again, going back to that whole Tanya Diamond thing. And for those of you who don't know, she's the tantrateacher.com. She's amazing, who has all these wonderful exercises. But the wrist one is my favorite, where you gently draw on your partner's wrists and about exactly how hard or how soft you like. So in terms of boys, when you are touching a woman in different ways, you just want to gently stroke. What I am going to recommend is, with women, really play. Don't be afraid to tease. So same as when you are working, as how we would with you, where we would gently stroke around. We wouldn't necessarily go straight to the shaft and gently run our hands up and down. We might start with maybe along your legs, along the back of your knees, along just the crease where your legs joined on to your body, very, very gently, just perhaps gently under your balls, all that stuff. So we would really, really gently do the same thing. So ladies, same thing where with us, where just be gentle, tease us. Don't be afraid with those parts before you even get to right in the sweet spot. Really, really gently, using your tongue, using your lips, using your teeth. Again, gentle, as hard as you can gauge in terms of your partner's reaction. Checking in terms of using your eyes to see what they're really into. So being really, 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 really gentle. Yes, the clitoris is supposed to be the number one spot, but you can build up to it. So be really, really gentle. Like, you don't want to just start where it's like, okay, honey, and just start shoving your fingers right up inside. Like, I mean, I just felt my whole body just clench at the whole concept of that. My Kegels are just not happy with that concept. You need to build up anticipation. So whether it's anticipation throughout the day, because sex is intellectual. It starts with that. So think of it in terms of whether you're texting her during the day and telling her, I want you, you know what I really want to do with you? And ladies, you can do the same thing back to your partner. So starting with that. So starting a long time in advance, and it can be really, really fun. And baby, it does pay off, I promise you. So again, you may want to use a dental dam, which if you're not happy about the way your partner tastes, that's a good way. And that goes both for men and women, and women condoms, guys, dental dams, being really, really, really gentle. And just being very, very good. In terms of how fast or how slow, well, find out. Just be really, really gentle and see how it feels. If you are using your fingers, being really, really careful in terms of fingernails, making sure you don't have any open cuts or anything like that on your hands, just for safety, as well as that you want to make sure that you don't have any sharp nails or just jagged edges. Again, I can feel my kegels clenching because it just does not feel sexy. Be prepared to worship the vag. So very gently, sitting down in front of her, whatever position, same as when you're, as what I recommend to the ladies, making sure you find the right spot that makes you comfortable. And if she's telling you, guys, oh, I really like that, oh my God, that feels amazing, keep doing it. You're doing something right. As long as she's not faking, and ladies, if you are faking, stop. Because you're doing a disservice to him and you'll never be satisfied and eventually you're going to get annoyed. So, you know, take the time and really tell him. It's just like, oh, I really love it when you do that, as long as it's authentic. If it's not, stop. Educate him. It's important. So really, 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 really gentle. And be very, very gentle. One of the things I actually downloaded off of AskMen.com was for fingers is the G-spot indicator. And what they recommend is sitting in front of your lady with your palm facing up. Insert your finger inside her and make a come hither motion. Your object is to try and tap her belly button from the inside and in effect hitting her G-spot. And not to be aggressive right away, but to start off slowly and judging by her reaction, keeping the same pace or increasing speed. Other things you can do if you enjoy experimenting and if you've explored anally, this can be really enjoyable as well. So just being very gentle. Again, being really careful because the membranes in the anus are a lot thinner than, and there's not as many layers in terms of as there is in the vaginal cavity. So being really, really, really gentle. If you're sliding your fingers in and out, you want to be really, really, really gentle, making sure you're very well lubricated, making sure you're taking care of her. Very, very, very gentle. So that is really, really key. And when you're doing all this, you want to start off slow, obviously, being really gentle. Sometimes you can build up anticipation even before you remove her underwear, just breathing nice cool air or hot air. Just on the outside of the underwear, so it's not directly on the skin, it can be really hot. Ladies, this works really well with some men as well. And not to just dive right in. And guys, watch your stubble as well. Sometimes that feels really good, but other times you can totally scrape up somebody. So by the time you actually want to have sex later on, your lady is all scratched up and in a lot of pain. So she may not really be into it if you scrape her up too early. And again, checking in with the woman. And you've got to remember too, anticipation sometimes. The adrenaline's going, so they may not feel how rough things are until later. And again, taking the time with the clit, being really gentle, trying to hold off as long as possible, kissing the labia, kissing, you know, sticking your tongue up inside the vagina, you know, the vulva, being very, very, very lovely. Even focusing on the clitoral hood just above the clitoris, because a lot of women don't like, in general, They prefer indirect clitoral stimulation until they're fully aroused. So taking your time to make sure she's aroused. And once she is, boys, have some fun. And when you get to the clitoris, there's some pretty fun things that you can do, whether you're drawing tiny little circles around your clitoris very gently. And again, asking her how she likes it, starting with the Tanya Diamond method on the wrist, so you kind of get a sense of how hard or how soft to go. Other things she might be able to do, which I thought was quite interesting. Apparently, Sam Kinison's famous suggestion is to try and lick the shape of every letter of the alphabet as a way of offering a really wide range of approaches, which I thought was really interesting, and making them wide enough from time to time to cover the entire genital area, and making it super small at other times, totally focusing on the clit. So being really, really gentle. You know, again, making sure you look up at her once in a while and checking it and suck it up. So just really gently lapping up her juices. And the more aroused she gets, the more you can gently suck on her clit in your mouth, flicking your tongue over it. And sometimes this combination, it's a little bit of a faster rhythm. And sometimes you can hum, but again, really watching her reaction, whether or not she's aroused enough to be comfortable with clitoral stimulation. Because when she is, oh man, she's ready, but you need to take your time, have some fun. So really watch her reactions, watching the breath, watching sharp intakes. You know, are her legs starting to clench together, like so they're trying to close and squeeze you out? Usually that means that there she may be feeling a little bit too sensitive, so take your time. And ladies, be careful too if that's the case. Try and be honest with him if you can about that, so you don't end up training him not to go down on you because he thinks you're just not into it. It's just that technique is not working. And you can try the humming, which can be really fun. You can try all sorts of other things. So again, nice deep inhale. Really, 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 really playing it. Again, grabbing hold of the thighs and sometimes just gently grabbing her ass and gently, you know, separating the butt cheeks. So it's almost like getting right in there. Really, really, really getting right in there. So it's like spreading and just gently plunging your tongue deep inside her can be super crazy, crazy, really, really, really hot. And that can be a lot of fun. So just taking your time with that. And don't forget, again, as I was mentioning when we're talking about how to give great head, making sure that you don't forget the breasts a lot of times are the doorbell to the clit. So gently stroking tiny circles around the nipples. Again, checking to see if she's really into it or she needs it a little bit rougher. But again, checking into her, watching if she's flinching and if you're doing a whole-on tune-in Tokyo thing, because that's just not fun. And just getting your whole face into it, because that's super hot. Sometimes even getting your nose right in there and just kind of grinding it in can be really super fun. Again, being careful if you've got any open sores in your face, if you've got a zit or anything, because that can constitute an open sore. Being really gentle, canker sores in the mouth, all of that, because you can, again, get STIs if there's any open sores. And sometimes people don't always know that they have STIs. So I do recommend just being really, really, really careful. And knowing when to continue, because sometimes when a gal gets close to orgasm, make sure you continue doing what she wants, even if you've got a kink in your neck or your arm's falling asleep. Try and do as much as you can. Don't change that rhythm. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. Because when she's saying, oh yeah, 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 you want to keep going. You want to keep going that way, because it's really, 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 really important. Because when you change the rhythm, sometimes it's like the equivalent of blue balls. It's like, oh my God, oh man, and you've got to build her up all over again. So it can take a really long time and it's not fun. And the other thing to do is know when to stop, because the clitoris can be extremely sensitive after climax. So when her orgasm is over, you don't want to keep licking it as intensely as you did before she reached orgasm. Again, knowing your partner, whether she is multi-orgasmic or not, but gently tapering it off as her reaction begins to mellow. So just watching again if her legs are starting to squeeze together, if she starts rolling onto her side, just being really, 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 really gentle. And, you know, you can have a lot of fun with everything. Again, using your imagination, having some toys, perhaps using a vibrator or a dildo as well. Again, making sure you are checking in to make sure you're cleaning your sex toys, obviously before and afterwards. So checking with the sex store in terms of how to clean them. Just being really, really, really careful that way. Other things you want to make sure of are things like, again, if your partner isn't tasting great, and this goes both for men and women, you might want talk about it. It's an awkward conversation sometimes. It could be a bacterial infection, and that could go either way. Again, it could come down to diet. But those things, some of it can be stirred off with just, you know, honey that started off with a shower and soap each other down. And again, being really careful not to fall in the shower or to go tumbling out and ripping down that shower curtain. I mean, I'm sure you could have some strange, kinky sex in there, but you want to be careful. You don't want to break an arm or anything, unless, again, that's your whole thing, but I highly don't recommend it. It's not my personal preference, even though I know a lot of people may be into pain, but usually pain is negotiated prior. It's not usually an accident. So being really, really gentle with that. If hair is a factor, because some people are really into pubic hair, other people are not. So if that's the case, you can make shaving part of the act, especially if you've got one of those razors that have a little bit of vibrating on it, because that can be super crazy hot. So with that, where you can gently, you know, get the shaving cream out and slowly, gently, along the mound, gently taking that and gently stroking and being really gentle, being very careful, making sure you're not having any alcohol beforehand because you want to be safe. And that works really well with the guys too. Again, making sure everything's sterilized for care safety, especially if you're shaving. And even if you're using an electric razor, I just fear on the side of caution in terms of all that. You don't want to have any open sores or any cuts or anything like that. And especially with razors, being very gentle, especially with HIV, being very careful. But you can make it really super sexy in terms of gently shaving all the hair off. And then that way, if it's still not, is it still feeling a little bit of, kind of funky, as Samantha would say in Sex in the City, funky spunk, or it tastes funny, whether male or female. It might be just a conversation where you might want to bring it up where it could be okay. We should, you know, you don't want to give your partner a complex, but it could be where it could be a bacterial infection, possibly. So you might want to go to the doctor together and just say, you know, I want to not use condoms all the time. So maybe we should, and again, you should be together for a while before you have this conversation. But you're adults, and it's your choice in terms of when you choose to do that. But again, you do want to be careful with that when you choose to do it. So that is very important. But the shaving can be really super fun. Just making sure you're cleaning up after. So don't leave the razor on the side of the bed where you might accidentally step on it and split your foot in two. Again, unless you're into that stuff, but I don't think most people are. If you're using things like candle wax and stuff, again, the clitoris is a lot more sensitive when it's aroused, so what may feel different before you're aroused could be really painful afterwards. So again, being really gentle with all that stuff and try and keep it away from the genitals if possible. Play with your toys and have fun, everyone. Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show talking about going down. So I want you to tell me all your stories and tales and dirty, wonderful deeds about going downstairs, because it can be really, 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 really fun. And sometimes it can be really great, even whether or not you choose to have the night where it's his turn to pamper you, ladies, where he does everything from making you dinner to giving you a sexy massage. Again, if you are doing massage, you can listen to my show with Sunny Vale about proper massage techniques for sensuous massage. So then that way it's all about intention. So then that way you don't put your partner to sleep. And then from there, where you can give oral sex. And again, making sure that you know whether or not you want to finish them off. And again, for guys, you know, she may be able to come several times in the night, so it may not be a bad thing to get her off from oral and then building her up again for sex. So you could be in for a full night of a lot of fun. Other times it might be where you might want to be practicing, where it's like, I wanted to give you a 2-minute blowjob because we're in an elevator or something like that. Again, condoms are really good for that kind of stuff, because then that way it doesn't get so messy where, but then again, I guess if you are swallowing and you're in that type of relationship where you can swallow, it can be pretty fun too. Up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very, very sexy man to be miserable with. So you might want to listen to him guide you into the wee hours of the morning. And I can hear his shoes clipping and clopping down the hallway, which just gets me oh so hot because I know he's got some really sexy shoes. So I will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Enjoy sucking all that cock and pussy. Have a good time and write to me at kitten@sexyinvancity.com and tell me all about your dirty tales. Have a great night.
You wanted me, calling me all the time. Like Blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That Bondi, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.